that we've made it here. We want to see this practice that we do not as some intense job, but as a way of taking care of ourselves. Not in this way that, like, if I take care of myself, then later, a long time in the future, I'll get some result. But in the most immediate sense, we're looking at the mind, we're looking at the body, in order to better take care of it. So let's begin by, in a kind way, noticing how the body is and making any last adjustments to the posture, supporting as best we can a sense of comfort and stability in the sitting posture. A sense of sitting right in the middle of our experience now. A sense of being fearless, a willingness to be interested in the experience of the mind and body now. If you find it helpful, take a couple of longer, deeper breaths in and out. Take your time. Practicing shifting gears from any kind of rushing you've been involved with today to the sense that we have as much time as we need to fill the lungs and then to empty the lungs a couple times. And in the most simple, straightforward way, feeding the body oxygen through this simple breathing process, giving the body what it needs. And when you feel ready, allowing the breathing to continue on its own. How nice it is not to have to control the breathing process, but we trust the body to breathe. Before rushing into any technique, noticing a sense of openness in the mind and body, or fullness, some ways we think about concentration as a way of focusing on one thing and at the same time squeezing off something else, but we're interested in a more natural kind of concentration where the mind becomes quiet, not by squeezing anything off or by including everything as it is. Not needing to react So you might find it useful to work with the breath, but not as a way of squeezing anything off. Breathing in, feeling the whole body. Breathing in, or breathing out rather, feeling the whole body. Feeling the whole body as the breath comes in. Aware of the whole body as the breath goes out. And let this kind attention to the body as you breathe in and out be a very simple act of caring for both the body and mind. Refreshing, calming, brightening. It's a way of taking care of what's here and now. Taking care of the mind and body in the same way we would take care of something that was a real treasure to us. Breathing in with a lot of care, a lot of attention. Feeling the whole body, aware of the mind as we breathe in. Feeling the whole body, aware of the mind as we breathe out. It's as if this breathing process is a calming balm, healing balm for the mind and body. Each time as we're breathing in and feeling the whole body and mind, see if there are places in the body and mind that have yet to be included, and invite them in. Invite them to be open or full with the breath energy. And with each exhalation, noticing any tension in the body or mind that remains, and inviting a releasing as much as is possible. So if you would like to repeat a meditation word, you could repeat the word knowing as you breathe in, releasing as you breathe out, just as a reminder. Breathing in, a willingness to know, knowing all that there is to know in the mind and body, opening. Breathing out, releasing whatever there is to release in the mind and body, allowing things to unwind, to soften, to open. Knowing with each in-breath, releasing with each out-breath. as devoted as you can be. This continuity of bright, caring attention. See it as a way of taking care of the mind and body. you're willing to begin again and again. Don't think of distractions as something bad. Instead, it's just an experience that needs to be recognized. These thoughts, this feeling is being known. It's just an experience being known. It's like this now. Can this be okay? is an active way to take care of the mind and body. Breathing in, knowing the experience of the mind and body. Breathing out, releasing whatever can be released. Any holding, any resisting, any boundaries.